League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo, let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I'm Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on. Wright State getting absolutely no respect as the Horizon League Conference champions taking on Bryant this evening. Money coming in on Bryant. We're breaking it down. And, oh, yeah, I guess there's Rutgers and Notre Dame playing a little bit later on. But the game of the night clearly is Peter Kiss and Bryant. Great name, Cam. Peter Kiss, not to be confused with Peter Chris of Kiss.
Exactly. Good call, Morenci. That's all I've been hearing about. Peter Kiss, Peter Kiss, Peter Kiss.
Peter Kiss.
All day. It's, yeah, exactly.
I want to take his prop to the under.
Yeah, really so do. Why?
I'm this close.
You know what? I'm actually going to be even closer soon. It's gonna be a bet out of spite.
Well, the only way we get closer is we actually bet it.
Yeah, we're going to bet it. We're going to bet it. Anyway, this game's you know what, Gabe? It's interesting. We talk about Dayton and Wright State being in Dayton, the two schools, the Flyers and the Wright State Raiders. Line open up at one. See, three down to 2.5. It's kind of bouncing all over the place. Bryant getting a lot of respect, as you said, though. I think a lot of people, you know, think Bryant are the better team. Not a lot of defense in this game. I know you talk about clean rides, huge total. But you know me, I'm going to stick with my the team that brought me there. You're the Cleveland State guy in the Horizon. I'm the Wright State guy. And, you know, this is a team that I cheer for, and I'll be betting on them tonight.
Yeah, the number's down to 2.5. It's a reasonable money line play. And as we stated, so Peter Kiss is the number one scorer in the country. He averages 25.1 points per game. His prop last night was 24.5. We discussed it on the late night anger management class. And right after, it moved to 25.5. It's now 26.5. So you're asking him to score more than what his season average actually is right now. And not to mention, he's playing against better competition. And you don't think Wright State are going to have a game plan to say, all right, listen, we're not, you know what I mean? We're not going to let this Kiss dude go off and kiss us for 30 tonight. Yep. They're gonna focus in on him. Thing is, Hurtado and Pride can play on this team as well. And we got some props for you, but just as far as Peter Kiss is concerned, so it's up to 26.5 right now. He did drop 34 against Wagner in the conference championship game, the game that's more known for the frat boys throwing Pepsis at each other after the game. A little melee. Wasn't exactly a Mexican soccer brawl, I'll tell you that.
No, it wasn't.
So, yeah, Wagner. He dropped 34 on Wagner, but he scored 16 in the game before that. He scored 24 before that, 23 before that. You know, it's asking a college kid a lot to just show up. Hey, kid, score 27 tonight. It's not that easy. And it's a tournament game. It's a high-pressure environment game. I'm getting close. I haven't taken it yet to the under. You know how I roll, Cam. I've approached the other guys in the game. I'm like, yeah, all right, what can I get with the other guys? Because everyone's focused in on Peter Kiss here. And we are in here. We've got a couple of props locked and loaded, Cam. I was up to 6 in the morning, man. Man, I was way up, way too late doing this stuff. But Tanner Holden, Wright State, Cam, over 19.5. Let's get it.
There's I like a, that
there's
call.
A basketball. There, yeah, Tanner. There's a there's an athlete's yeah. name. Go Tanner get him, Bolt. Tanner. Go get him, Tanner.
Looks like a pitcher.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morency, and you all should be thanking me for telling you that what's his name? Chalmers? Chalmwell? His name doesn't sound like anything like it looks like. What's the goalie's name on the Leafs?
Oh, Chalmwell retirement home. Yeah, I told you.
Superintendent Chalmers?
Those two little Swedish, those two little dots over the edge.
As soon as I hear it, I'll know. It's Chalmers. Chalmers.
Yeah, no, hold on. Yeah, I got it proper here. Chalmers.
Cochran. No, as soon as I hear it, I'm like, yeah. But it doesn't sound anything like it looks.
It's Chalmers.
It looks like it's easy.
Chalmers. Yeah, like it's like Chalmers. A shawl. Yeah, it's not like a shawl. Yeah, like a shawl. You're wearing a shawl. Yeah, like the announcers last night, you get the other feed. I was watching they're like, this Chalmers guy on Toronto, the Dallas guy. Yeah, Chalmers pretty good. It's Chalmers. Chalmers.
Yeah, but it's spelt Cromwell.
Calgary.
Like, so I don't understand. Like, it should be nice and easy. Cromwell. Like, no. It's like, no, it's a Chaldron. Anyways.
Yeah. Swedish.
Plus 320. Hey, Swedish. Plus 320, yeah, buddy. Shut out. Maybe. And I even said it'll end up 4-0. Didn't get in on the exact score prop, but we did get in on shutout plus 320. Dallas Stars under 1.5 team total and under 6.5 in game. That was a nice hit. Right there. Anytime you hit a nice plus 320 and two other bets in the same game, I'm a fan of this guy. And he's the first goaltender in Toronto Maple Leaf history to get a shutout in his first start. Now, the Leafs are a terrible franchise who suck, but they have played a long time. So it's pretty impressive.
Do you know the other goaltender? The only five have done it. If you remember this guy, I'll give you respect. Another guy actually... Five guys have done it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
History of the franchise since the start. Who is the last goaltender other than Chalmers to get a shutout in his first start? He's not in the league anymore. He had a cup of coffee for the Leafs. Hot, then done. Think about Carr.
I saw the list last night. I don't recall.
Sparks.
I did see
Spark plug. Garrett Sparks.
Garrett Sparks. Yeah, I remember his first name. Yeah, Garrett Sparks. Oh, wait, Garrett. Yes. Garrett.
I was
Sparks.
At the game. Yeah, I was at the game.
Right, Paul Bowie's going to join us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. Can't get it with the Ranger Reddit. Cam Stewart. All right, Paul Bovey was ready to join us, but I understand. I don't know. We're trying to set it up. We'll see what happens here. We see him. We hear him. He's louder than a Metallica concert back there. It's like a Metallica sound check.
Yes. It's like, it was pretty loud.
Bang, boom, boom, bang. Can you hear me? I'm like, yeah, we hear you, but I guess you can't hear us. I don't know.
Correct.
Normally, Paul's usually, he joins us globally, internationally, but we never have any problems. So, I don't know. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. We'll see if we can get Paul on in the next couple of minutes. If not, we'll reschedule this. So, countdown to tip-off is on right now. I was talking about some of these player props. Tanner Holden, 19.5 tonight. So, Peter Kiss, guys, is up to... Peter Chris is up to a 26.5.
Peter Chris.
Yeah, I get confused. Peter Chris. Kiss.
You had Peter Kiss, now you're like, Peter Chris. Exactly. It's confusing. Kiss.
Peter Chris of Kiss, Peter Kiss, like, of all names. He's even from New York, too.
Really?
The kid's from New York City as well, yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, Peter Kiss. Peter Chris Kiss. It's been in my head all week. I'm like, I can't believe the guy's name is Peter Kiss. And he's from New York. And you got Peter Chris in Kiss. It's just, it's, you know. I said it to Babano. Babano didn't know who Peter Chris was, though.
Are you serious?
No. I said the joke twice to people. They didn't get it. I said, man, I said it's crazy. Hey, like Peter Kiss, but not Peter Chris of Kiss. And no one knows who Peter Chris is. No one. Like, they're like, I don't know. I said to Babano, you don't know who Peter Chris is, do you? And you know Babano, when he doesn't want to admit he doesn't know something, he just sort of, he sort of laughed, like, no, you don't know. Just admit, I don't know who Peter Chris is.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess. It's been a little while since he's been around. Like, I wouldn't call somebody else for not knowing him.
I agree. But I think if you know music, you would know, like, watching enough music.
If you pretend that you know anything about music, then you should know. But, like, common sport geeks, I understand why it goes over their head.
Yeah. Anyway, Gabe, you me into last time I was with Lisa. I got I was watching some Ronnie James Dio videos, man. I really love that guy now. Like, he's becoming one of my favorites. Like, that guy rocks. I love Dio.
Like, stand up and shout.
No, he's just—he's like, how tall is that guy? He's like a jockey. He is small, man. Like, small.
Yeah, his first band, Cam, was called Elf.
That's
how cool is that? That like he didn't pretend. He's like, yeah, no. What's the name of your band? Elf. He was the Elf. You know what I mean? Say, Elf. That was the name of his band. Elf.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's not. Classic. You know what? You know, I met him. I told you the story about, like, I got into a fight with my buddy in a grocery store over peanut butter and Ronnie James Dio. So now you see my point. I said, Ronnie James Dio deserves some respect, not knowing peanut butter. And he goes, he won't know the difference. I said, do you think he's an idiot? I said, he's Ronnie James Dio. You think he doesn't know the difference between Jiffy and No Name? Guys, I work like metal shows. We'll get to the picks, but I work metal shows. Yep. I work concerts and stuff. And I did everything, but one of the things was we were the runners. But my buddy was the head runner, and like everybody in the music industry, he was like hustling camp, right? Yeah, so he'd have like $1,000 for food, and he wasn't buying Doritos. He was buying the No Name bag, like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
He's just the
one. No, like he would literally like look at coupons and be like, yeah, we're driving here, and we're going to get this, and we're going to get cheap. And it would add up, bro, right? Like, so... He eventually got canned because they caught it. Like, yeah. Anyways, so it was Ronnie James Dio, and I had the Dio rider, and it specifically said Kraft peanut butter, Jif peanut butter, generic in caps, nothing generic. No specific brand, not generic, and it's sort of acceptable brands. You know what I mean? It had like, and it was the same thing like with soda, Pepsi. Yeah, cool dude. He wasn't even demanding. It was like Pepsi, Coke, ginger ale, no generic stuff. Brand name. Like, it said specifically brand name, brand name, brand name, brand name, brand name bread, Wonder Bread, brand name. Like everything beside it specifically says brand name. So it's not asking too much if you're Ronnie James Dio. You're a legend. Can we at least give the guy like the peanut butter he asked for?
Your buddies are real. That's a drip move, man. Trying to save like a dollar on like on No Name products. For like rock stars, that's weak.
Best.
I'm sorry. So I'm a tight guy. So I would never do
he
that.
Got the peanut butter because the only reason he did is because he goes, he goes, he'll probably be able to tell the peanut butter on. He goes, He's like, but I'm not paying for any nacho chips. And he gets the generic brand nacho. Like he wouldn't get the Tostitos with the dip. He got like the generic No Name brand nacho. He's like, we're not paying for the nacho. Welcome to rock and roll, even if you're Ronnie James Dio, Cam. But really nice guy, Dio. Hell of a golfer. And I think he's about 5'3". He's not as small as some people. Like, he's not a little person. He's not like four something.
But he is an elf.
Like five.
Just over a little person. Yeah. 5'3" is little. Yeah. Like, he's a little guy.
Yeah. He wears boots like on stage.
Oh yeah, he wears platforms. I know. I saw the videos. Exactly.
He's got you can see they're pretty high too.
This guy's wearing boots to get taller. The guy's amazing. Wow. Trust me, he made me laugh. Like, he's not just an artist.
Yeah, but people know. You know, he's doing it though because whatever. Like, he's gonna look too small next to everybody on the stage, right? He can't be that small, right? Like, stand next to some big dude next to him. All right, Tanner Holden. I'm glad you had a deal. No, he's a great singer. The solo stuff is amazing. The guitarist is amazing. Vivian Campbell, great guitarist, great band. Holy Diver is a great record. Last in Line is a great record. It's all good. Yeah, just a rainbow in the dark.
Bow in the dark. That song's amazing. That was the one that really caught me. I go, this song's wicked.
When I see lightning, you know it always brings me down.
Me down? No, it's great. Late night listening. I'm like you now. I just crank the tunes at night, man. It's awesome. It's a good release. But let's get back to this.
Holy Diver. Now you got all these Dio songs stuck in my head.
See, that's right. That's a good thing. At least they didn't give you like a perfect family song. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff to have in your head.
Holy Diver, you're the song of a masquerade. No, guys, don't be afraid. Jump,
Broadway show.
Jump for the tiger.
Pizzazz.
I can do a good nice deal, job. Actually, Cam. I'm not going to do it now, but I can do it. I got to sort of get a little bit into it here. I could do a couple of songs.
Yeah, you got to get lubricated a bit because he hits those notes, right? Like he can get high. That's the thing. You got
but he doesn't. He does more of the, like he does that sort of, he doesn't do the high octave stuff.
Not too high.
I got to tell you. No, he could do opera, but I'm saying like he's a lot of, put it this way, a lot of power for a little man, that guy.
I agree. 100%.
A lot of vocal power came out of a little body, I'll tell you that. So I'm taking Wright State. I'm with you. We're sticking to our roots here with the horizon. What do we see on the horizon? I see another win. So guys, for the record, favorites 2-0. Texas Southern wasn't easy, but they ended up covering the number. Indiana covers the number last night. The first game went over, ironically enough, the team, the one everyone thought would be Brick Central. So the Texas Southern game went over, and the Wyoming-Indiana game stays under. So we're 2-0 with the favorites so far in the tournament, and it should be noted, Wright State of the favorites. And I don't think not everyone realizes this, Cam, but we should note, Wright State are actually from Dayton. And it's funny, correct, the coach of Wright State, sort of like you, Cam, in a way, they said, are you excited to play in Dayton? He said, no, I'm not. I don't think we should be in this game.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Like he basically said, like, I don't know why we're, you know what I mean? He goes, well, we're going to have to prove it to everybody and we're going to have to win this to show them that we shouldn't have been even in the first four. Right? Like he thought like they're getting disrespected a little bit, but now he's got to back it up. He said, I hope Dayton Flyer fans cheer for us tonight. I don't think they are, coach. That'd be nice. You better hope Wright State fans show up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game time decisions continues. Chris Bryant to the Colorado Rockies. I was just singing Cam Beth during the commercial break. I think I did a great job. For the record, that song, Beth, Peter Chris, was, he actually wrote it, and it was Beck. Hey, Beck, for Becky.
Yeah.
And the producer said that doesn't sound. Hey, Beck, it doesn't have the same ring. He said, we're changing it to Beth.
Yeah, it's like a jagged edge. Like Beth is smoother.
Hey, Beth, right. I hear you calling. Hey, Beck. Yeah, hey, they're like, no, it's Beth. Yeah, you know what's crazy? He resisted. He goes, but it's not about Beth.
They said it is now. Switch it up. Yeah, exactly. Now it is. It's Beth. Just listen to me. Yeah, exactly. Listen,
I know a lot of stupid facts like that, Kim. Like WKRP in Cincinnati, they only did it because it rhymed. It wasn't like, oh yeah, we want to put him in Cincinnati. It rhymed. So they were like, all right, Cincinnati it is.
Good decision.
It's funny,
sounds
like,
great.
You think, like, it just come, like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, we're gonna do a show about Cincinnati. It just, yeah, like, no, it just, go, you know what I mean?
WKRP,
all right, put it
in Des Moines.
In Minnesota. It's funny in hindsight how you'd be like, nah, that sounds dumb, but yeah, but you didn't. They didn't know at the time. You know what I mean? It could have been WKRP in Tampa. Man, I love that show growing up. WKRP in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no, Cincinnati just has.
All right, so speaking of Cincinnati in Ohio, we're going to Ohio. And speaking of WKRP, Les Nessman, his mother was from Dayton. He used to often go to Dayton for the Buckeye News Awards.
Les Nessman's mother was from Dayton. That's even better. That's so good.
His father was a communist, actually, too. Wow, it's true. I know every episode of WKRP, so. I have too much useless information in my brain, such as the fact, and now I'm all confused with Peter, Chris, and Peter Kiss. Now I'm talking about Tanner Holden, Cam, and I just punch in Tanner Morgan. I got the quarterback from Minnesota. I'm like, Tanner Morgan,
exactly.
No,
you're
Tanner Holden.
The Golden Gophers. Not Tanner Morgan. Tanner Rourke, Tanner Morgan, Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner Holden. All right, guys, so Tanner Holden tonight, 19.5 points. Let's get down to business, Wright State. So he dropped exactly 19 against Northern Kentucky. He scored 12 against Cleveland State, scored 27 in the game before that, 16, 27, 20. I don't think, listen, Brian are not a good defensive team, Kim, right? No, like, I think there's a reason why the total is climbing. It's a high total for a playing game, isn't it? There's a reason.
Too high.
Now, something that really caught my eye about this, guys, and if you're liking Brian, how about this, Kim? Bryant are 350th in the nation on the glass. 350th. Like defensive rebounding.
That is awful.
There's 358 teams only.
Yeah. They're right in the like,
I thought there was 328, but I don't know. And now we're talking about Black Hill State and some of these new schools. They're all in now, right? Yeah. So, yeah, but they're 350th, Kim. So what does this mean? Wright State on the glass, bro. Ton of putbacks. Second chance points. That's going to be the difference here. Like, the kids on Bryant can shoot. Peter Kiss is a scorer. The Hurtado kid can score. The Pride kid can score. But they don't bang the glass. They're not like a physical type of team. You know what? Wright State are pretty big. Like, the coach of Bryant, they asked him, what's your biggest concern about this game? And he said, they're a lot bigger than we are. Like, point blank, he said they are a lot bigger than we are. Like, he knows we're gonna have to hit our shots, like, because he said the rebounding advantage is gonna be on Wright State, Cam, and Wright State, they've got a chip on their shoulder, bro. Like I said, like, the coach was like, no, I'm not happy that we're playing in Dayton. He didn't like crap on the committee. He said no. Ideally, I don't want to be in this game, but he goes, no, we got to win this game to get it to do it again, right?
I agree, but I've data to back it up, Gabe. We've gone to every single damn tournament since we've been doing radio shows together, and Wright State has won that conference a lot. They've always been a good number after winning the tournament. I don't know what changed this year, right? And you're beating the same teams that you're beating. Like, you know, you're better than Northern Kentucky, Cleveland State, and these other teams. So, yet you get a play-in game. Like, that's the thing. I agree with their coach, but you bring up a good point. If you run your mouth, you have to win now, or else you look like a complete idiot.
I think no, but he didn't run his mouth. He was just stating that, you know what I mean, it's not ideal, an ideal situation. But I personally think that they do belong here. Like, who should be here? Like, who should be in the playing game that's in the tournament instead of them? Michigan?
I'm just saying, okay, I can give you a couple, even though they might win. Like, Iowa State. That's a play-in game team.
Iowa State are a 20-12 team in the Big 12. Iowa State would murder Wright State.
I know they would. I'm just saying, this is my whole point, though. These conferences can only play the teams that are in their conference. They're in the friggin' Horizon League. You're in the Summit League. You're in whatever. You can only beat who you can beat, and if you win your tournament...
I know, but look at the Summit League. that look, South Dakota State got respect. They're a 13 seed.
They did. Yeah, Jackrabbits, good. They're also hot. They're a hot basketball team. Yes.
They've won 21 games in a row.
They're amazing. I agree.
I know, but the thing with Wright State weren't even the best team in the Horizon this year. But that's what always happens. In past years, Wright State have been the best team in the Horizon. Like last year, bro, they blew a 16-point lead in the championship game, right? Like, or in a semifinal game, whatever. Like, the one seed never wins in the conference tournament for whatever reason in the Horizon. It never happens. The best team always gets bounced. This year, Cleveland State were better than everybody, and they got bounced. And it was like, all right, now Wright State's in. But I think Wright State can get it done tonight. I think Wright State can get it done. So we're going over. We've got over with Tanner, not Morgan, Holden. Tanner Holden. These are the other picks we got. We got Trey Calvin, Wright State, over 15.5 points. And I'm going to jump in. God, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to go under with Peter Kiss.
I think it's even if you lose, I think it's a good bet. You're not getting going the best side of the number. I think it's steamed. Oh, go. Don't no, contrarian's working. You're betting on the Leafs to get a shutout in a hockey game, and it actually happened. You got a shutout, and you get plus money for it. Like, everybody and their mother's on the over with this guy. If it goes over, so be it. I'm just saying, though, you said it. He's played easier competition, and he's gone under the number. It's a I bad can't, number.
I'm just saying it's a high number at 26.5.
Yes,
I liked it at 24.5. And like I said, it was last night it was 24. I think he can get to 25. He probably gets to 27. But I'm just saying it's not – you can't say, oh, yeah, it's a great bet. You know what I mean? You're hoping the kid just lights it up all night. Yes. But I can recommend over 24.5. The 26.5 scares me off. As far as the game, we're going to load up here on Wright State money line. And I am going to take the over. It's high, but it's high for a reason.
78-77 does not get you there. That's a push. Somebody's got to score 80 points.
This game really starts here, so. All right, am I going to go 300? Am I going to go? I was just about to go three.
I'm not your bank.
I was just about to go three on Wright State. And I was like, nah, you know what? I'm going to go a little bigger.
Yeah, you're feeling it. I'm on Wright State, too. I'm not going $300 on it, but they're there. Like, I need them to win this game.
I had a college basketball teaser that I liked, actually, too. It was Rutgers, the Rutgers Notre Dame game.
But Rutgers plus six and the under?
I could live. Yeah, it was Rutgers plus six, exactly. But yeah, we'll get to that after. So, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to go too crazy because I'm going to jump in game here. So let's start off with my original plan. Okay, Wright State money line. Totals up to totals climbing here. Not cheap. 155.5 right now. Man, God, you know this, bro. It was 151 before.
I'm sorry, I can't endorse the over.
Like people have like people hammered the over. Yeah, like this is what people are betting. Like the pros are all like, over.
You know what, Morenci?
Because the casuals aren't even betting this game.
Yes, I'm going to take the under just out of principle. I don't care. It's not. There's no empirical data to back up my pick, but if every single person, if you start with a 151 and go to 155.5 in a game that people still will bet because it's a play-in game, you want to talk about clean rides? That's a clean ride. Somebody 80-78, you barely win your bet. That's nuts.
I know. One thing too, we saw last night, guys. Look at the craziness. Some of these in games, bro. The numbers are nuts. Like last night, like Indiana and Wyoming got all the way down to like 109.5. And, you know, it was like, whoa, that's getting kind of light now. And if you look at the first game, too, it went all the way up to one. It was, you know, up to 142.5. It went all the way back down. Then it ended up going over the number again. But, you know, I'm a big total bettor, but I'm not in love with totals come March Madness. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Right? They don't have like, oh, yeah, these teams play against each other. This is what they match up against each other like. And we know what the pace is going to be. It's the first time matching up. You don't really know what a coach's game plan is. And another thing is, inevitably, these college teams, let's just be real, they kind of suck. So they all have these little droughts, man, where it's like, man, they haven't scored in 4 minutes, right? They haven't scored in 7 minutes. So they've scored twice only. It's rare that you see these college kids go back and forth, but I do think there's going to be a million fouls in this game, and that's why it's going to get us there tonight. Peter Kiss is good. They're going to have to foul him. Hurtado and Pride are going to be crashing, you know, coming in at him. Wright State are going to get a million second chance opportunities in the paint. I think the fouls are what get the game over the number. I got in at 154, though, Cam, as opposed to 155 and a half. But I am going over the number.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch. I lean under.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I just think that total steamed too much, and I'm going Wright State money line. That's what I'm playing.
All right, we got Wright State money line. We got the over, and we have more props on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Let's roll. Charles Pride. All right, we're on Charles Pride. What do we got, Charles Pride? Over 15 and a half points. Charles Pride over 15 and a half points. So he's on Wright State. We've got Tanner Holden over 19 and a half points. I don't know why I like Tanner Holden so much now. I did this at like 5 in the morning. I said, I'm looking now. I'm like, all right.
At 5 in the morning, a lot of things look good.
Yeah, I'm looking here, and I'm having a hard time seeing him. Everything's all blurry here, yeah. So. All right, so here it is. Trey Calvin. It's not Charles Pride. It's Trey Calvin. We passed on Pride. Pride was 18 and a half. So, yeah, Trey Calvin over 15 and a half points. Tanner Holden over 19 and a half. There's our two props in this game. Tanner Holden over 19 and a half. Trey Calvin over 15 and a half. My bad with the Charles Pride stuff. You know, Pride's going to have a good game too, but it was a little high for me. So Tanner Holden over 19 and a half. Trey Calvin over. I got a bunch of props coming up for the next one, just to throw them out there if you want to get them in. Rutgers, I like Geo Baker over 14 and a half points. I like Ron Harper Jr. Over 1.5 assists. It's a light number, man. 1.5 assists. Very. Yeah, I like Prentice Hubb of Notre Dame over 4.5 assists as well. Prentice Hubb. Ron Harper Jr. too, right? Makes me feel old.
Fantastic. Yes, we are old.
There's a few of these juniors. You know what the other one really? Ron Harper doesn't make me feel that old because Ron Harper is old. So it doesn't make me feel that old. Like, I saw Ron Harper playing with the Clippers in the 80s when I lived in L.A. So, and, you know, he's been around forever, Ron Harper. What blew my mind, Cam, is there's a Jameer Nelson Jr.
Oh,
the
God,
guy
I
from
love
St.
Jameer.
Joe's?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, his kid is in the tournament. His kid's in the tournament now. I'm like, wow. Like he's not that old. Like, that doesn't feel like that long ago to me. I'm like, really? Oh, he's got a kid now in the tournament? Whoa. Time's going by fast. Huh?
I remember him like yesterday. Martelli. Big chunky Orlando Magic.
What team is he on,
killer?
Guys? Yeah. What team is Nelson's kid on? Someone in the chat. What team is he on? God, what team is he on? He's on one of these.
Probably an East Coast team, right? Jameer Nelson Jr.
Is he in the MAC? Is he on the?
Take a look here.
What team is Nelson Jr.?
He plays for the Delaware Fighting Blue Man.
Delaware. No, I knew it was one of the small ones. Yeah, it's Delaware. Yeah. Thank you. It takes on Villanova.
And I think played at George Washington, and then he moved there. Wow, interesting.
This probably transferred. Yeah, this is it's not a good sign for overbetters in this game as a whole. First shot of the game. The ball gets stuck in between the glass and the bucket.
Yeah, that's
you can't make that
good.
Up.
Not
it
good,
got
good
stuck.
For business.
Like, poof, it just got stuck. Like, it didn't bounce.
Hard rim.
The rims looked just fine last night, right?
Yeah.
These kids, bad shot. Hard shot. It's one of those freak type of deals.
They haven't scored in the first 20 seconds, Brent. See, that's not good for the over. When you got a 155 and a half, it's like a ding, 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 ding. Like,
it's hard
misses,
to score when
like,
the ball gets stuck against the glass.
That's a good point. You're probably still ahead of me. I'm watching on a stream, but it looks pretty good.
Everybody's watching on a stream. It's pretty ugly, actually. The kid the kid on Bryant got the ball and like fell over with it. It's a little bit of a rough start here. Yeah, they shake off a little bit early nerves. This is a tournament game. All right, see, there's the advantage right away. Boom. Second chance point. Big block, though. Wow. Bryant with the block. So right away, you can see the advantage on the glass. You can just see the size difference here, the advantage that that Wright State will have on the glass. But it doesn't mean you're going to win a game. It's about making shots.
Agree.
It's about making shots. All right, so let's get to I'm seeing in the chat here, Vaughn Miller to the Bills.
Wow.
Vaughn Miller. Well, let me confirm. I never believe the chat.
Yeah. I never believe the chat. That's great. It's that triple confirmation.
The chat. Yeah. I can't go with the chat. So all right. I see Ian Rappaport here. Ian Rappaport. Holy crap. Vaughn Miller gets a 6-year, $120 million deal.
That's a big deal. Holy Jesus.
Isn't he kind of already
six
old?
Years. Yes, he is kind of old.
You figure I'm going to be like, hey, right away.
What a 3-year deal, like Max. 6 years. He won't be playing for Buffalo in 6 years. I'm sorry.
Six years.
That's a long time. That's ridiculous, in fact. Sorry to say.
Basically, Rappaport, so the first 4 years are where he makes the money, so they could whatever. At the end, they could cut him, whatever. $17.5 million per year the first 4 years.
He better perform.
All right, I like it, though. I like it. I like Vaughn Miller. He's a winner. And I swear to God, it's like the Bills listened to my show the other night. You know what I said on the show, Cam? I said the Bills need to bring in some guys like Vaughn Miller. But I didn't even mean Vaughn Miller. I wasn't saying, like, I'm not sitting here, you just got to sign Vaughn Miller. But I said the Bills got to do what the Rams did and bring in a guy that's won before. Like, word is the Bills are, Rob Gronkowski's going to Buffalo maybe now, too. Like, I like that. Gronk has won before, right? Like, just a guy, I want a guy, you know, guys that have won before in a game, before the game. Hey, calm down, guys. We got this. Like, you know, just sort of a different, the Rams used to be tight. You know what I mean? You got Odell Beckham there suddenly. Odell's not a nervous type of guy. He's chill no matter what. So just, it rubs off on other people. Vaughn Miller in the huddle. Hey, they look over. This guy was an MVP in the Super Bowl. Like, he knows what he's doing, right? It just sort of, I like winners coming into a team to try to push them over the top, Cam. Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors.
Yes.
I could go on and on. You know, these great players that take a good team that can't get over the top. Help me get over the top here. Show me what I'm doing wrong, right? One of those type of deals. I like it. You know, I said the Bills need to be all in. keep on going. Get Saquon Barkley next. Just get everybody you can. Get all this talent you can right now.
All the Bills stars, Josh Allen, Young. You know what I mean? Like, other, like, you know, Diggs has been around before, but he's with the Vikings. Never really won. The young players that they drafted, Poyer and all the other guys. There's a lot of young guys. You're right. You almost need, you need a few of those veterans that have been there, done that, and they tell these guys.
Yeah, but not so young
anymore.
This
is what we have to do to get
over
the
hump. They
just
haven't won. They're not really that young. They're not kids, the Bills. Like, they're, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the year. Like, this window. Josh Allen still got years left, but. Stephon Diggs isn't getting any younger. Like, the core of this Bills team, bro, it's been 2 years. They were good 2 years ago, right? They were good. They made the playoffs. Like, you know, it's enough now. Like, there's no more next year and this and that and stuff. Like, if I'm the Bills, I'm doing what the Rams did. I'm doing what the Bucks did. There's a pattern in the NFL right now. You want to win a Super Bowl, you got to go all in. Mm-hmm. You saw with Tampa 2 years ago. They go all in. We saw the Rams. It's not good enough to just have what you have. You've always got a championship caliber teams. The Patriots always used to do this. Championship caliber teams will add talent without worrying about hurting people's feelings that are already on the team.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, we can't bring in this guy. We already have that guy. Whatever. You don't think the Rams? The Rams could have said, we already have Robert Woods. We already have Cooper Kupp. Why are we going to bring in Odell? He'll just disrupt everything. Well, you brought in Odell Beckham. 3 days later, Robert Woods gets hurt in practice. He's out for the year. It's a good thing you brought him in.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can never have too much talent. Same thing in the NHL now. Like, if you're a team, get his star players, not role players. Get the big-time guys. Overwhelm your opposition with talent. Talent wins championships, guys. Look at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Like, why do they win? It's not their system. Every player they have is good, Cam.
Their fourth line's better than most teams' second line.
This guy's good. This guy's good. Like, and it's just too much.
They do everything, and they have good goaltending. And another thing is about quickly about baseball today, too. We've already seen, we haven't started the season. There's a real concern. The Cincinnati Reds are basically giving away their team. They were close to doing good things. The Oakland A's have tapped out. Jays pick up Matt Chapman today for prospects, right? Like, the guy's a Gold Glover who hit 27 home runs, for God's sake. So it's, we haven't even started the season, and already the lesser lights are like, it's almost like, okay, we're done. We're not even going to do this thing. But that's good news for teams that are going for it, right? Huge transactions in Major League Baseball, not just the NFL today, man. Monster deals.
There's all kinds of stuff going on this week in the sports world, but we got games. All right. So, it's not exactly a track meet right now. And you talked about it, Cam. With that high total, it doesn't take much for it to be, you know what I mean? Like, just to sort of, you know, fall apart right away. And in this game is a good example. So we're down to 148.5 now. So it's not a full panic, but
no,
still 7 points just
if
like
it continues,
that. 8 points just
like
that. You
got to find a number, and then you could take the over again, because they're going to eventually figure it out. And it's
going
to turn into a track meet. But it's
if this turns into
right
a 139.5 or something, like, it's going to get into the 140s. But 155.5 is a lot, like, to get to 156.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, so what do we got coming up here at 7 o'clock?
That's right, NBA.
Philadelphia 76ers and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavaliers are getting 4 points on their home court. Total is 220. For me, I just look at it from the perspective of, I think Philadelphia are overrated.
I do too.
Because of James Harden and because of, Embiid's a badass player. But Cleveland getting points. Cleveland just find a way, even with all their injuries. We'll get everyone the starting lineup. But I think the Cleveland Cavaliers +4 are the play in this game.
I would agree.
Philadelphia can't be justified just rolling in there in lane 5 and to win by 5.
You're right. It's Cleveland or nothing for me. I haven't pulled the trigger in this game yet. I'm looking at it long and hard. I agree with everything you said. People think Philadelphia are just going to go on the road and win. This team had a huge lead against Denver, and Denver came back and won that game. I was on Denver that night. That's the thing about Philadelphia, Gabe. Everyone's talking. You said it earlier. Let's see how the experiment goes. Everybody looks good on the first couple dates, and then after a while, they're going to start bickering, fighting, whatever. Everyone, you want to pencil these guys in? There's a lot of good teams in the Eastern Conference, man. That's the thing. We'll see. But right now, I'm not sold. I agree with you. Not lines are inflated. It's Cleveland or nothing in that spot.
Sixers start Maxey, Harden, Tybull, Harrison, and Embiid. Cleveland Cavaliers starting lineup tonight. No Jared Allen, of course. Garland, Okoro, Stevens, Markkanen, and Mobley. And it's the one thing with the Cleveland Cavaliers that's impressive. They were already impressive this year, but they really have had a ton of injuries. And you keep thinking that, oh, it's got to catch up to them. It's got to catch up to them. And it really hasn't. They had a little blip where they lost three or four once, I think. And they sort of called each other out on it. I remember I talked about it. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, Garland called them out and said, hey, guys, like, we got to, what are we doing? And they're right back on track. It's a grind for them. But the thing with Cleveland is I'm not a fan of laying points with them now at this stage, but getting points is definitely, I wish we were getting a little bit more, obviously, but it is what it is. So Cleveland Cavaliers plus four. I think Garland goes off tonight. So what's Coach Young's going to join us at the top of the hour here. So we'll get his thoughts on this. Embiid is 30.5. Harden is 22.5. Darius Garland, damn, 23.5.
That's high.
Evan Mobley, 15.5. I got to take Mobley. I played in numbers, Cam, more than the player. You know what I'm saying? Like, the market changes every night. So it's sort of like, all right.
For sure.
You moved it for here. I got to go back to here. But I did, you know, I think Garland has a nice night, but we can't sleep on Mobley. And this rookie of the year stuff is really heating up here right now. Scotty Barnes is a badass, but Mobley went off for like 25 the other night, too. And at 15.5, we got to go back here. I know people think, oh, he'll be defending, defending and beating stuff. I don't care. So let me get it in here. Evan Mobley over. Evan Mobley over 15.5. And we're taking Trey up.
SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we just put another play in here. I took Wright State in game and Rutgers to win, and it's a nice, it pays nicely here. It's like plus 183. So a Wright State to win this game and then parlayed with Rutgers, $150 pays back $429. Pretty nice payday right there.
Sure is.
So a little Wright State Rutgers action. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I'm just stating. I just sort of got a little head start. Here come, I could have got a better number because suddenly Bryant just cut the lead to one. 12-11.
Where are you right now in the game? What's your scoreboard at? What number are you at?
It's 1139.
1202. Like, even on the streams, I'm just like a tortoise, man. Like, no,
I've noticed my college basketball, when I watch on TV cam, I'm behind and it's pissing me off. Because I see on the sports book the bucket first all the time now. And I'm like, man.
Like, we're betting live and stuff. Like, this is unacceptable. Like, I can't call the guy and go, listen, we gamble, bro. Like, fix it. Get a guy over here. Anyway, you got any other picks at seven? Or
okay, yeah.
It's a big problem. It's really – sorry, I'm just angry.
Trey Young over 20. I'm angry about a lot of things, too. It's all good.
Yeah.
Regroup, Red Lobster. Let's go. Quick tackle Bell. We don't have time for the Red Lobster. Quick tackle Bell. Let's go. Run for the border. Give me Trey Young over 29.5 points. Trey Young. Our boy Sko in Michigan's asking if I'm worried because it's on the road. No, I'm not. Trey Young over 29.5 points tonight. And what was the other prop I just played? I got so many picks. I just put two NBA props in. Oh, Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley over 15.5.
That's right.
Evan Mobley over 15.5 points. And give me the Cleveland Cavaliers plus four against the Sixers, Cam. What do you got at seven here?
I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets as my favorite of the early games against the Atlanta Hawks, getting a point on FanDuel. I think they win the game. Give me Charlotte, Gabe, and hockey's at 7:35. I have picks on both games.
All right. Well, we got Coach Young and Dave Sharapan joining us. We'll get back to the NBA. We'll get into the college game. Geo Baker and company, Ron Harper Jr. Are you?
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.